In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. People often express the desire to have some means of knowing what the will of God is. And of course, people use all kinds of means to determine what they should do, seeking some answer from the other side, for lack of a better term. People will call up the psychic hotline and talk to a psychic. Tell me what I should do. Should I do this or should I do that? They'll consult their horoscopes. They'll play around with a Ouija board and ask the dead for advice because they want some kind of guidance so they know what it is that they're supposed to do. But the reality of it is that God has already told us what it is that we're supposed to do. We have very clear information. And that's what's one of the points that's made in this parable that we heard about the rich man and Lazarus. Here we had a rich man. He's not described as being especially cruel. I mean, he didn't throw rocks at Lazarus as he drove by him at the gate. It doesn't say that he begrudged him the crumbs that fell from his table. It just would indicate that he didn't do anything that he was supposed to do. He didn't pay attention to what the will of God was and lived his life for himself. It says that he fared sumptuously every day. He was eating high on the hog, whereas people around him were not even eating a basic meal on a regular basis, and he was not bothered by this. And he died, and it says that he went to hell, and he looked up and he saw Abraham. And we know that he wasn't a heathen because he says, "Father Abraham." So obviously he was a Jew. He believed that there was a God. He was no doubt circumcised. And so if we were to translate this into the Orthodox Church, he would be a baptized Orthodox Christian, a full member of the church in the outward sense. And yet here he is in hell. And he's probably wondering, well, how did I get here? And, his first thought, of course, was, well, what can be done to make this a little bit better for me? But then he finds out there's really nothing that can be done for him. And so his next thought is, well, at least my family, maybe if you could send Lazarus from the dead to speak to my brothers, then surely they would repent. And what was the answer? The answer was, they have the prophets, they have Moses. If they don't listen to them, they're not going to listen to someone even if they come back from the dead. We have the scriptures. We have very clear guidance from God as to what it is that we're supposed to do. We have the tradition of the church. We have even creation to tell us that there is a God and that we should be seeking God. And of course, we have the resurrection of Christ, which is a fact of history that's very difficult to explain away because you have, according to St. Paul, up to 500 people who saw Christ alive at one time, and yet no one denied that this happened under torture. No one said we made it all up, it was just a hoax. Everyone died a martyr's death confessing the very same truth. And so this is a fact of history that can't be easily explained away, except that it happened, that it is true. And so someone really did come back from the dead. Christ himself came back from the dead. And yet, what do? Do we open up the Bible? Do we read it? Do we see what it is that God wants us to do? Do we earnestly read the writings of the saints to find out what it is that we need to do? Or do we just ignore those things and just live for ourselves and go along our happy, merry way? Well, if we do, the problem, of course, is that it's going to come to an end. It's folly to live a life of selfishness because we know that it's going to end. We know that it's not going to go on forever. Even as much as people try, we have all these health kicks where people are trying to extend their lives, to be in good shape, to look younger. But no matter what you do, no matter how many facelifts you have, no matter how many vitamins you take, no matter how many miles you run every day, the day is going to come when your body is finally going to wear out and you're going to die. And you're going to be in the same situation as this rich man if you lived a life of selfishness. The prophet Micah said it very clearly. He says, "He has showed you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." In, I believe it's Deuteronomy, the prophet Moses said to the people, don't ask who will go up into heaven that we might find what the will of God is, or who will go down to the depths to get it. The word is right here. It's in your ears. All you have to do is listen to it. All you have to do is crack open that Bible. All you have to do is read the lives of the saints. All you have to do is come to the services and listen to them and pray attentively, and then you have to do one more thing, and that's you have to put these things into practice. It's not sufficient to just know what to do. You have to actually do it. But the information is there. It's on the day of judgment, no one will be able to say, well, God, if I had just had more information, I would have lived differently. If you'd have just sent someone back from the dead, well, scratch that one. Someone did come back from the dead, so I can't use that excuse. If you'd have just maybe wrote it down somewhere, told me what, I did that, it's in the Bible. There's no excuse that we're going to have on that day. All the information is there that we need. It's just for us to read it, to access it, and then to live it. Amen.